The U3A High Bridge present the short play, Male Members Wanted.
It's so annoying, Aggie. You always keep us waiting and you never open up on time. Oh, that's her pathetic attempt at power games. She likes to think that she's in charge.
Well, she is in charge of the village hall, Evie.
Here am I, I'm treated like a dog's body for their precious village hall. Don't they know that I'm the caretaker, the most important person? That drum group need taking down a peg or two. Especially that Maddie.
All right. Keep your hair on, Evie. Morning, all. Still raining, is it?
Oh, well, let's just get out of the rain and have a nice hot cup of coffee.
Watch what you're doing with that umbrella.
Hang on, I think she's about to start.
Aggie, can we have 6 coffees and biscuits over here, please?
Hold your horses, Maddie.
It's Madeline, if you don't mind. Hell, considering that Aggie is the caretaker here, why does she never have the sense to put the heating on when it's cold? Ida, she's your friend. Couldn't you have a word with her?
Oh, poor thing, it's her memory, you know. I expect that's why she failed the audition. Couldn't remember her lines. I expect the poor dear's still smarting over the rejection. Well now, anyone got any ideas for enticing in some new male members? Madeline, what about you? You have lots of men visiting you.
How dare you, Ida?
No, I meant at the post office, my dear.
Well, the male species, yes, but not what I'd call men. And anyway, we need a couple of really fit guys to play the parts of the air pilot and co-pilot. The majority of my male customers are just picking up pensions. Now, when I chaired the AmDram in Woolloomooloo, we had no problem getting men to the meetings, since they were held in the only pub in town. But the trouble was, after a skinful, they'd just want to play at stage fighting, like Errol Flynn or Douglas Fairbanks.
Who are they? Oh, before your time, dear. Couple of heartthrobs they were. Imagine Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean. But like 70 years ago, like him they were.
As well you know, I've managed all my life without a man. They're a waste of space as far as I'm concerned. Personally, I think we should choose another play. Then we won't have this problem. I think male members are nothing more than an unnecessary appendage.
Ooh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, they do have their uses, Madeline.
Yes, and I could never run the farm without them. I don't think there can be too many plays without men, except perhaps one set in a convent. And even then there's the odd priest around to take their confessions.
Oh, I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall in that confessional.
Yes, Mary, well, be that as it may. While I don't mind organising the wardrobe, I am not making 6 nuns abbots, and that's a fact.
Oh, well, if we must put on this play, we need to rustle up a couple of blokes. Rose, are any of the farmhands willing?
Oh, they're willing, all right, but not to perform in public on a stage.
Well, perhaps you could talk George or your sons into auditioning. We really need 2 studs for this play.
Studs? The only studs on our farm are the 4-legged kind out in the field. And the studs in my earlobes. No, Jeff's getting married soon, so he's far too busy. And our Harry, he's still doing his Morris dancing. The Piddle Underline Morris men have bookings all round the neighbouring villages. And as for my George, well, he might think of himself as a stud, but he falls far short if the truth be told. I mean, to start with, you couldn't prize him away from his pint at the Dog and Duck of a night. And you know what that does to the nether regions. Besides, I know he's a bit of an idiot, and he couldn't act his way out of a paper bag, but he's my bit of an idiot.
Oh, well, no joy there then. So what about your hiking club, Evie? All those sturdy male walkers, There must be some likely men there.
I don't know about that, Lucy. I was hoping to get my hiking group interested. Some are quite fit and would look great in uniform. But the young ones, well, them in their 40s anyway, they only come hiking for the pub lunch and to chat up Mary at the Dog and Duck when we get back. I think most of them will consider themselves too macho for play acting. I suspect a couple of them might be happier playing lumberjacks in a Monty Python skit. And honestly, can you see bald, bandy, old Bert Harris passing for an airline pilot? That would really take some imagination.
I wonder what they're talking about.
What's with Aggie? Has anyone noticed that she seems to be hovering around and listening in on our conversations?
Oh, ignore her. She's just jealous.
What about your pub regulars, Mary? Any luck there?
No. I've asked the dance team, the bowling club and all the regulars. I've even put on my sexiest low-cut dress to try and worm into joining. But apart from enjoying the free show, no one showed any interest. Seems like nothing will come between a man and his pint. On the other hand, I have to say the effort I put in is good for business at the pub.
I can imagine that, dear.
But, short of kidnapping some of them, I can't see what else I can do. Mind you, I've got another sparkly top, very low cut and very tight. My Gary says it's a real curtain raiser. Maybe I should try that. But hey, girls, I'm not the Pied Piper.
Well, it's worth a try, wouldn't you say?
Well, yes, I'd say so. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Oh, and by the way, my mate Paul is an artist and does great Rubenesque nudes, and he's offered to help with the scenery.
Oh, I know Paul. His mother is a great friend of mine. Yes, he's got some lovely nudes in his bedroom. His mum showed me them one day when he was at work.
Well, you never know, Mary. Once we get him there, he might get the acting bug.
I wouldn't bank on it, Rose. He's always been a shy lad, keeps himself to himself generally. These days, apart from the odd pint at weekends, he spends nearly all his time in that room with the new ladies, you know.
I just can't understand why we haven't attracted any male members. What about you, Lucy? Surely as the vicar's wife, you must be familiar with all the male members at the church. And what about the vicar and the verger?
What's that you say? Oh, sorry, dear, I was miles away. I was just trying to remember if I gave the children their packed lunches this morning. And if I didn't, the dog will have eaten them. Oh, I mean the sandwiches, of course, not the children. Did you say something about the vicar and a virgin?
No, the vicar and the verger. But hold that thought. It's virgin, not the ridiculous.
Well, I can't really think of anyone who might be a suitable male member. The vicar certainly couldn't be seen on stage with his trousers around his ankles, could he? He'd be made a laughing stock. And the verger is stone deaf. I could ask the organist, but he lives only for his organ. Aggie, that chest of yours sounds really bad, you know. You should go and see Dr. Moffat. Oh, well, I must be going. I have to get to the Unmarried Mothers Club. And that's one club where we don't need any more members. Bye, Aggie. We'll all be here on Wednesday for the Amdram auditions. Can you make sure that the heating is on, please?
Yes, no problem, dearie. Bye.
I'm off too, girls. See you all on Wednesday.
Bye. 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 See you then.
Bye. I'm not good enough for their precious amateur dramatics, am I? But I'll get my revenge. I'll ring Maddie later and tell her I've got two perfect candidates for the role of pilot and co-pilot. That'll put the cat amongst the pigeons. Right, in you come. The hall's all set out for you. The heating's on and the kettle's just about to boil. I'll go and brew the tea.
Wonder what's put her in such a good mood. Right, settle down now, everyone. Now, first of all, has anyone had any luck recruiting new men?
Not so far, but has anyone noticed there's a sold sign at Liberty Cottage? No sign of the new owners yet, but one of them is probably a man.
Well, you can never tell these days, Mary. Could be two men, or two women even.
I met Doug Fairweather in the village.
He's been abroad for a month on his honeymoon. I invited him to come along this evening and he said he'd maybe try, but it wasn't very likely, because his wife June, who's 8 months gone, could go into labour any day now.
Oh, why can't folk get things in the right order these days?
Oh, Evie, you're so behind the times. There's no right order anymore. Don't you know?
Yes, don't I know it. Why, just 2 weeks ago, Maisie Parker's daughter walked up the aisle, dressed in white, mind you, with her three little daughters as bridesmaids.
Well, I still think it's wrong putting the cart before the horse like that. My parents would have been horrified.
Well, dear, it's a good job you never thought to get married then.
Oh, did you get my message, Madeline, about the two chaps coming tonight to audition?
Yes, that's great news. At last we seem to be getting somewhere. OK, Lucy, pass these scripts round. What time are they arriving, Aggie?
Oh, they're here now. I've just seen them putting onto the car park. Oh, good.
What on earth are they wearing? Are them those platform shoes? How on earth do they walk in them?
They're holding hands. The one on the right's very handsome, isn't he, Evie?
And oh, they're wearing false eyelashes.
Sorry, fellas, it's not panto season yet.
Aggie!
Evie, leader of the hiking group, was played by Wendy Hughes. Aggie, caretaker of the village hall, by Kathy Taylor. Ida, the local widow, by Grace Galton. Madeline, the postmistress, was played by Janet Rain. Mary, the barmaid of the Dog and Duck, by Sue Bashford. Rose, the farmer's wife, by Kate Lloyd. And Lucy, the vicar's wife, was played by Linda Knight Rees. Male Members Wanted was produced by U3A Highbridge, working with Somerset Films.